Now, it's a big day for some 96 Bristol school children as we speak. Two large coaches are preparing to leave Brunel Academy in Speedwell and Merchants Academy in Withywood, bound for North Wales, for what for many will be the trip of a young lifetime. It's all part of a scheme run by the Outward Bound Trust and backed by the Mayor of Bristol, Marvin Rees, who we had a chat with earlier.
One of the things that made a real difference for me and my journey, and I was having quite a tough time in school as a teenager, a bit lost, not always behaving well, not really achieving at my full ability, was one of the differences between me and my friends was getting out of Bristol and realizing that there was much more to the world than just Eastern and St. Paul's, and having that sense of adventure, experiencing all, and wanting to see more of the world, which gave me kind of a sense of motivation, a sense of purpose that outside of those experiences I hadn't had, and hopefully some of these young people can climb a mountain, you know, make a raft, achieve something and experience that themselves.
Do you know, it's never bad, is it, finding out more? That's the Bristol Mayor, Marvin Rees, who is backing this trip, these expeditions. Let's have a chat with Kate Richardson from Cabot Learning Federation. She is one of the teachers taking part. Kate, morning. Are you all geared up and ready to go?
Good morning. Yeah, we've just waved the coach off, actually. They're on their way.
Oh, nice. How big a deal is it for these children, young people, to go out on a trip like this?
It's a really big deal. Many of these young people haven't been able to stay away from home, haven't been able to participate in their usual kind of year six camp because of COVID. And so it's really important that we provide these opportunities.
And what will they be doing?
Oh, all sorts of things. So I think they start with a dip in a lake.
Nice,
and it progresses to, probably not in these temperatures, progresses to scaling a small mountain, camping under the stars, toasting marshmallows, making new friends, and essentially doing things that they haven't done before and probably can't think they can do.
Mm. Is that what it's all about then, making them realise that beyond their own kind of world and home and school, that there is something else?
Yeah, that the world is much bigger.
Yeah.
And that they're ready for it.
Mm.
And that they can take on new challenges, make new friends, have a great time and learn something new outside of the classroom.
And do you notice when the students come back a difference in them?
Yeah, we really notice a difference in their resilience.
Oh, interesting.
So sometimes it's hard to do new things, but when you've done something that you thought you couldn't do, it really kind of strikes a change in young people.
You mentioned something really interesting there, because it has been a very tough few years for young people, teenagers who have been in and out of school because of COVID. And actually, it will have changed, like, in their minds, what they think about the world, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, as Marvin said, getting out of Bristol, opportunities for that have been quite limited. And for these young people, going away with their friends, doing something exciting, they haven't been able to do this sort of thing for quite some time.
Mm.
And their worlds are located around where they live. And so to be able to get out of the country, do something exciting, is a really big deal. We're really excited for them.
And sometimes it can be even scary to think that you're doing something different and not in your comfort zone. And I think that must have been like extra the case during COVID, you know, because our world's just shrunk down to almost nothing, didn't they?
Yeah, there was definitely a sense of staying at home and being safe. So to do something outside of your comfort zone, outside of the city that you live in, does feel quite brave. And we have done quite a lot of work in the lead up to this trip with our young people to make sure that they feel ready and they feel comfortable and that they're happy to go. And they're quite nervous this morning.
Oh, bless them.
Yeah, that'll be fine. They'll have a brilliant time.
They so will. They'll absolutely love it. Great to talk to you. Thank you, Kate. Good luck with it. Kate Richardson there from the Cabot Learning Federation, one of the teachers taking part in a scheme run by the Outward Bound Trust. Two coaches of children have just left Brunel Academy in Speedwell and Merchants Academy in Withywood, bound for North Wales. And they'll be taking part in all those kind of Outward Bound type skills, climbing and swimming and doing stuff that, as you heard Kate saying there, an awful lot of them will have never done before. This will be a first for them.